Hey, some Philadelphia elected officials are squabbling. Yes, I know, and the sun also rose this morning. But when bad blood gets in the way of good policy, then it's news. Last week, Mayor Nutter chewed up the City Hall carpets, complaining about a bill sponsored by Councilman Jim Kenney. In a galaxy long ago and far away, back when Nutter was on council with Kenney, the two men often made common cause. But now the temperature between them is sub-zero. The recent target of Nutter's ranting contempt was a Kenney bill approved by council that would essentially decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. Finding someone holding, city police would just seize the weed and issue a $25 ticket. Nutter has a few weeks to decide on a veto. Sounds like he's already made up his mind. The war on drugs' obsession with weed not only fails to achieve its objective, but also spawns corollary ills. It wastes the time of the police and courts, it deepens the distrust of urban youth for police, and it saddles people pointlessly with criminal records. This complicates their efforts to do the very things we claim we want them to do, like finish school, find a job, parent their children. Lest you misunderstand, I am no advocate of stoner culture. I don't ignore that marijuana use can lead to bad consequences. So does alcohol, arguably at worse levels. But we don't toss young men into jail and ruin their lives for walking home with a six-pack under their arms. In pushing his bill, Kenney, a white man, apparently offended Nutter, a black man, by noting that marijuana enforcement disproportionately punishes young black men. In his rant last week, Nutter seemed to suggest that Kenney was racist for citing this fact. The mayor also implied that Councilman was dealing in trivia while ignoring real issues like murder and jobs. Come on, Mike. First, low blow. Second, one reason violence is so high in some neighborhoods is that our war on drugs creates a lucrative illegal market for gangs to fight over. Kenney's bill would take a small step to tone that down. And what's one other impediment to young men finding jobs? Those criminal records from minor drug charges. Someday, Americans are going to look back at our current marijuana policies and view them as today we view prohibition. Quaint, misguided, and counterproductive. I'm Chris Cetullo.